Greetings to all dear business people. I hope you're doing well. One issue that has always been a question for business friends and agents who are active is, who should they introduce themselves when they go to talk to economic activists in different fields in their own country? Representative of Arad branding in what product? And it is unclear to them. See, we have a general trend in business. When companies do commercial work, well, they have one or two products that they deal and work on, and they are experts on them. When these companies get a little bigger, they're now commercial holdings, so they work a wider range of products, and they have 15 to 20 products that they're dealing and working on. But you will hardly find any company that their range of products are 400 products, or they deal over 60 categories of products, which are around 4,000 product types. You won't find any reputable company in this field, perhaps just a middleman, a broker, or a novice trader, not a professional and a specialized trader, who claims to work on all products, and after 5 minutes, you realize that this is a claim and nothing more than a baseless and shallow claim. So, who should you introduce yourself? Firstly, why do we say that we can work on 400 or 4,000 products, or we can almost supply all product groups? Why do we say this? Is it a fake claim? No one has ever made such a claim in the world. Well, we make this claim because no company in the world has ever had this many active staff in the field of commerce. Perhaps you will find a manufacturing company with assembly line workers and its number of people might exceed ours, meaning they might have more than 10 or 11,000 people like we do. See, Arad is a different company where these 11 or 12,000 people all work in various commercial fields. Arad encompasses all of this, but each merchant works on a specific product or at most two products. So the rule that a merchant works in one or two products is always and also observed in Arad branding company. The only difference here is that Arad itself is a collection of merchants. For example, a B2B website tries to work on various products. At one time, websites were specialized. And then some large websites came into existence and covered all products. They had the ability to work on all products. Arad is the first group that is doing this. Now, it's unlikely that someone who wants to do this will succeed. And it is not almost probable. Why? Because firstly, they need to have a large number of merchants. Well, over the many years we have been working, we have gradually nurtured, trained, and built these merchants. Secondly, they must have a large number of products, which over the many years we've been working and the numerous relationships we have had the ability to create, establish, and obtain this volume of supply. Thirdly, if the person is looking for money and income, they may have quicker and less laborious methods available. So it's very unlikely that someone will enter into this and want to work like Arad branding and aspire to establish a company that covers all products. We have seen many B2B websites. At one time, for example, there was a site like Alibaba.com, which was the first website to be almost globally recognized in the field of B2B, which was also 30 or 40 years ago. But now maybe every week, a B2B website is emerging in different parts of the world. And it's no big deal. So you set up a website, throw in some robots, do some programming and developing some websites. And now depending on the money you have and the advertising you do, you become recognized. Traders come to your website and start working and your business progresses. If you want to be like that, it is not a big deal. But wanting to be like Arad is naturally a very difficult task. Now, we're a group that is the only one working in this way. If we go somewhere and start talking, we can adopt two approaches for our conversation. The first approach is to see what the person we're talking to is interested in and only talk to them about their field of work. For example, if they say they want children's shoes, we only talk to them about children's shoes. Or the second approach is to say that we not only supply shoes for kids, we can supply whatever products you want. The question that arises here, that which method is the best one or which method is better? If we directly say that we have so many products that we work on and can supply, wouldn't that make us more reputable? Perhaps at first glance, you might think that it makes you more reputable and well-recognized, but it really isn't the case because you didn't have a similar model before and your audience and customers don't understand your model at all. When they don't fathom out and understand, they assume you're a fake person, just like those instances where the only groups that have made such claims so far were fake groups. Some individuals without any infrastructure or facilities claim that they have everything. So when you're talking, never go for this kind of introduction. You should only talk about the person's own product. You might talk to four people in four different fields on one day, but with each one, only talk about their own field of business. For example, if someone works in the field of building materials, only talk to them about building materials. Don't talk about having a company with production lines of different types of products. This approach will make it possible for you to offer them better conditions and possibly better prices, and they might be encouraged to work with you. Go with this method. Proceed with this method. Then, when you move on to the next area, forget about the building materials and move on, for example, to shoes and slippers, and only talk to the next person about that product. So, conduct your conversation and negotiation in a completely specialized manner. The people you're in contact with are only working or dealing one field of product. And they only want one product from you. Therefore, it's a mistake for you to talk to them about all fields of products. Talking about all fields of business and products might make you seem a bit fake, and it complicates your business meeting. And proceeding successfully in that first meeting might be a little hard. Naturally, you will achieve fewer results while putting in more effort. So, in your introduction, talk specifically about the single product that your customer wants. Elevate your knowledge in that area, and always remember that a good negotiator, a good merchant, always speaks at the level of understanding and awareness of their audience and customers. This means if you speak above their level of understanding and awareness, they won't understand you and reject you. And if you speak below their level of understanding, they won't take you seriously. Thank you very much and have a good time.